tomorrow. It all starts up in Lincoln once again, Carla James.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, the legislature, well, unicameral, will kick into gear and start things off. District 15 State Senator Lynn Walls with us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Very good. Are you excited for the upcoming session?
Look at this smile.
She is smiling.
You know what? Yes. I am really excited. I look forward to seeing everybody again, and just being together as a body again, you know, and hoping that we have a really good year. I think that we will.
So very good.
I'm excited about
it. I'm sure you will. A lot of positive stuff
going to happen this year for Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you start off that way. Last year, same thing, but things changed a little bit last year. And so a test of patience, I would say, last year.
Test of patience. You know it. You saw how I came home every day. So, no, I really think that we're going to have a good year. We had a legislative council a couple weeks ago. Actually, it's probably been 4 weeks ago by now. But that it's a time when all the legislators get together with the speaker, and the clerk of the legislature is there, and some of the staff. And, you know, we talk about the goals that we have for the upcoming session. And one of the things that we talked about, you know, were the new rule changes that are going to be proposed. And mm-hmm. I think that we aired out a lot of our concerns during that time. So I'm hoping that, you know, we spend maybe 3 days on the rules, and we're going to be able to move on as a body and start the work for Nebraska. So really, really hopeful that the rule changes are not going to take that long. And I think it was a great idea for the speaker to bring us together and allow us time to talk about our concerns on any of the rule changes that are being proposed.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the theme is that came out of that meeting? Is it you're not going to change everything drastically, but make some changes to do what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there may be some changes regarding cloture, or there may be some changes regarding the motion to recess, or I don't know what all those changes look like, but I can say that I came out of that meeting thinking we're probably going to have some changes, but I don't think they're going to be very drastic. And I am hoping, again, that because we had that time together to talk about some of the proposed changes and air our concerns, we all know where we kind of sit mm-hmm. with already with some of those changes. Like, is it something that we agree with? Is it something that we don't agree with? And I think that we don't want a repeat of last year. We want to be able to work together
and
move forward.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want things grinding to a halt
again.
No. Priorities, I guess, or things that you see. Well, I know there were a lot of bills, as I said this morning in the news, that didn't get moved because of what happened last year. So there are a lot of bills that are actually kind of still sitting there that I would assume that most senators are going to try and get to.
Yeah, yeah. I think that this year will be a year where all the bills that we didn't take care of last year, we're going to revisit. And I think that, you know, when it comes to priorities, we're really looking at, again, workforce issues, you know, recruiting and retaining employees, education, making sure that we are providing the best quality education that we can to our kiddos, because that is the cornerstone of our workforce for the future. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that we are addressing our education issues and making sure that we are funding our education system.
Okay.
As best as we can.
Yeah.
Lynn, this is a shoot from the hip question. You know, there's a lot of excitement when you all will meet tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, how long does it take before all of that kind of settles down and the work starts? Because I know introduction of bills comes really, really fast.
Yeah, it does. It starts pretty much right away.
Okay.
Yep. Today I'm going to go home and I'm going to probably spend the whole day reading my bills mm-hmm. because I don't have access to everybody else's bills. But
right. As
soon as those start being introduced, then, you know, we'll be spending a lot of time reading everybody else's bills. So the work starts pretty much right away.
Right.
And honestly, the work never ends because, I mean, it really, really ramps up end of October again and beginning of November. People are wanting to meet with you. They're wanting you to introduce bills. But you're always busy over the interim, you know, attending meetings. I go to a lot of school districts and visit visit schools. And so,
yeah, just because it's a 60 or 90 day session does not necessarily mean that's all you work.
Oh, no, no.
I think a lot of people have that misconception.
People have that impression that I guess they're just going back to work now.
Yeah. And it's a big misconception that it is a year-round full-time job.
It is very much a year-round full-time job.
That is crunched into the 60 or 90 days is just more or less, quote unquote, crunch time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have a lot of meetings. We have a lot of interim hearings over the interim period. Where we're learning about new issues, and so there's a lot going on.
When you talk, we're talking about District 15, State Senator Lynn Walls, and when you talk about priority bills that maybe you have, crafting those bills, a lot of times you'll get ideas from people just when you're out and about talking to people, like this weekend, right? Yeah, we were talking to a state patrol officer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you do get a lot of your different ideas when people approach you and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about this. And you start sharing that with your staff.
Right.
And then they kind of craft something, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot more involved than that. But, you know, and you bring up a good point. I think that it's really important that your ideas are coming from your constituents.
Right.
And not just a small group of constituents, but you always have to keep in mind what's going to be best for the majority of Nebraskans. How can I take this idea that this person had and craft it into something that is going to be good for the majority of people who live here?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that, you know, it's really important to me, and I hope it's important to every other legislator or political person, that what you do should be very intentional. It, you know, you cannot just throw something out there and think it's a good idea. I've done that before when I first started. You know, I'm thinking this is a great bill. But there's always people who are like, you know, maybe you should rethink how you're going to implement this, how it's going to affect the people when this has to be implemented. So always, you know, I always try to be very, very intentional and make sure that it's a positive thing, that it works for everybody. Bring in stakeholders as soon as you can so you get their ideas on how the implementation works and will it be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. It does. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Let's talk committees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind our listeners which committees you're on for this year.
I sit on the Health and Human Services Committee and Education Committee, and they're both really very, very, very busy committees.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And I don't see any changes on that, you know, front this year. I think that we're going to be in committee every single day during that time. So, and I've sat on the Education Committee ever since I started in the legislature. I love being part of that committee. Education, as you know, is really a passion that I have, and I want to make sure that we are, again, intentional on the bills that are brought forward and that they're positive, that they only do good things for our education system because it is so important to our future workforce, to Nebraska as a future.
Yeah. HHS, what kind of, I guess, bills do you see or have you heard are going to be introduced, I guess, there on the
HHS? Well, one of the bills, and actually this is a bill that I introduced, but I know that there's been a lot of talk about it over the summer, was Medicaid reimbursements for dental providers. We have a lot of children who are not being able to access care, dental care, because the Medicaid rates for dentists are so low, they just can't even make it. I mean, they're providing the service for free. And so I know that this is something we've been working on for the last 3 years, and I think that we're going to get something done just to make sure that we can increase either Medicaid rates or some type of funding or benefits for dentists who will provide dental care to kiddos who are on Medicaid. I mean, it's really tough as we know. We had a hearing on this, and just, you know, the kids and the families that came in, hard to concentrate in school. It's hard, you know, it's hard to go to work. It's hard. And then a lot of times what happens is that instead of taking care of the issues up front, whatever it is, dental, health, whatever, a lot of people end up at the emergency room. And it's costing our state a lot more money. So
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that Medicaid reimbursements will be one of the things that will be a top priority for our Health and Human Services Committee.
That must be a tough committee to be on.
It's a tough committee to be on. Yeah, a lot.
People have the needs, but the funding and everything else, so it can be a real... I'm sure that's got to be a tough one.
Yeah. You know what, though? I mean, honestly, I think there is a balance. We just need to find it. There's a balance between making sure that, you know, we're cutting our property taxes, that we're cutting our income taxes. But we also have to make sure that we're not taking away from the needed services that we have in Nebraska, our health care. I mean, our highways, our, you know,
I was going to say roads.
Our education.
I'm sure you hear enough about roads,
right.
too. Yeah.
I mean... It has to be a good balance for people.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, you think about roads around here, we're looking pretty good. 275.
We are looking good.
Up to Scribner and beyond, and then west to Columbus. The only spot that I don't like is when you get to hit Saunders County and go to Wahoo.
Yeah.
There's still two lane.
Yeah.
That's
That'd
a tough
be nice
road.
To be
yeah.
four lane there.
Yeah. We'll keep pushing for that.
Right,
that's
right,
a tough
good,
little
good.
Drive
We will
here.
Keep pushing for that.
You know, and I know that living in Lincoln, being a Lincoln resident for a few years, the South Beltway was a huge project that we all looked really forward to getting that taken care of and done and
yeah.
open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
no, we've made a lot of progress in the last, especially the last like 4 to 6 years.
Yeah.
We've really seen a ramp up on those projects getting finished and moved up.
Yeah.
The dates moved up for that.
Yeah.
I know one of our favorite stretches is Highway 77 from Yuling to about Sioux City.
Oh, my.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we take that often, too.
They fixed it a little.
A little. I one time videotaped it.
Just, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like, this is horrible.
Is it like a video game going?
Yeah. I'm like, Emma, she was writing with me. I'm like, start videotaping this. This is awful. We've got to get this fixed.
Good. Good job.
So last session for you.
Last session. Yep. I'm really excited about the stuff that I'm bringing this session. The policy, the legislation that I'm bringing, it's very, very bittersweet for me. I'm going to miss, you know, representing our district and especially representing our schools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be, I mean, you're in touch with not only the public school, but also the Catholic side of it. And
yep.
It is. It's
colleges, Metro Tech.
Oh, yeah. Midland. Yeah.
Yeah. Midland. Yep. So
and a lot of times people don't always see all the people that you meet with. I mean, every week it seems like there's somebody you're meeting with on the school side, not just from Fremont, but I mean, you went to Crete, you go to Columbus, you go
North Bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meet with a lot of different superintendents and,
you know, that again, too, that's really, really important. I mean, I don't think you should even draft a bill about school or education unless you've stepped into those schools or those education settings.
Yeah.
You have got to know what's going on in whatever area that you're drafting legislation in. So I do have some bills that I'm going to be bringing this session. I think I have like 28 for education.
So,
but they're all real positive.
Think back to your first year.
Yeah.
And then to now where you craft bills.
This is
bills.
The very most I've ever, very most bills I've ever brought.
I was going to say, you know, like being an outsider looking in, and I followed the legislature intensively for the, you know, since many years. And it's been so exciting seeing you grow in the role.
Yeah.
You know, it has been very cool to see.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always fun to watch the new lawmakers and being, some of them aren't so timid. Some of them are a little bit more learning process and sucking it in before they take off.
Yeah.
You know, but it's been exciting seeing you grow and progress over the 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And too bad you can't run another time.
I know.
You know, I'm not a big fan of term limits in this type of situation.
I
think that 12 years, honestly, is a good if we're going to have term limits, I think it should be extended to 12, because year six, I don't know if you remember this,
yeah.
Chris, but year six, I was like so excited to go back to Lincoln because I felt like I finally had a grip on all of the...
How it all works.
How it all works. And, you know, just felt a lot more confident in what I was doing. And now, and after that, I had 2 years left.
Yeah.
You know, so it really does take a long time. The other thing about an 8-year term limit is that you're really leaving the historical knowledge up to lobbyists. It's not up, the knowledge that, the knowledge comes again from lobbyists, not from senators. Mm-hmm. And I think if we just had 4 more years, you know, there are bills that were introduced, you know, a couple years before I was there. And
how would you even know?
Yeah. So I just think it's important that I would think that 12 years would be a lot better.
I said my piece. I agree.
I agree totally. Yeah. Just watching it and watching the system. And
you know, and the other thing, I mean, you said that I have felt like I've grown a lot. But one of the things that I really appreciate is the fact that I was not political prior to going in to the legislature. Mm-hmm. It really forced me to listen to all issues and learn about the issues. So I think that, learned so much and just so, so thankful for that opportunity and that experience.
So we're talking with Lynn Walls, District 15 State Senator. You said bills that you're introducing, you have about 28. What are some of the, maybe share a few.
Yeah. I have a few bills that deal with the teacher shortage and the workforce shortage in education, as well as other, you know, areas. But specifically, education is on recruitment and retention of our teachers. A lot of scholarship opportunities and incentives on how we continue to keep our teachers in the field of teaching. And, you know, one of the things I have to say is that it's not all about money. We really, as a society, need to remember that we need to elevate the role of the teacher. They are so important to us as a community, us as a state, our families, our kids. And we just need to remember that, you know, their role is so important, and we need to always be able to elevate that. So financially, yes, we also need to provide scholarships and incentives, and there's a couple bills that I have in place for that. What else do I have? I have, additional funding for making sure that our schools are safe and secure.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
we have funding for, we're looking at an idea for funding our school construction, and maybe if we find that, you know, we as a state could do more funding of school construction projects, that we could leverage some of those projects and maybe get more for bang for our buck when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple bills on family engagement. How do we make sure that, or how can we promote more family engagement, more family involvement in our schools? We know that when parents are involved in their child's education, they just have better outcomes. There's better attendance. So a couple bills on that. Just a lot of education bills, a lot of positive stuff that we're doing in the Education Committee this year.
Good deal. How do people reach your office? How do they reach you?
I wrote that down because
I have the number memorized.
Oh, you do?
Whenever I call Noah, he knows it's me.
Have it. Yeah. You can call our office at 402-471-2625, or you can email us at lwalls@leg.ne.
It's kind of long.
.gov.
Yeah.
Or you can call Chris.
And check the website. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just put in Nebraska legislature and then find your senator, you can find it that way too.
And, you know, the other thing that I think is important for our listeners to hear is that those hearings that we have prior to us going to the floor and debating bills are online.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there's an issue that you're interested in hearing about, I think it's really important that you are engaged in our government and that you have a voice, and get online and watch the hearings. Watch and listen to both mm-hmm. sides of that issue so you hear right. the positive and the negative about a certain bill.
Yeah, yeah. Recently, the district changed. So you have some Valley also.
I do, yeah.
Really excited. Do you hear much from folks in Valley?
Yeah, we do, okay. actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wasn't sure if there was that much that you heard from those folks.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Good. They've really become a great asset and a great part of this district. We're very fortunate to have them.
Good deal. Okay.
One more question for me. What are you going to miss the most, Lynn? It certainly is not going to be the drive, I'm certain about.
No, it's not going
to
be.
I made the drive to Lincoln for a long time myself. So,
I think what I'm going to miss the most is probably just the opportunities that I've had to learn so much about Nebraska. The western side of Nebraska, mid-Nebraska, the eastern side. I mean, I've had the opportunity to learn so much about other areas of Nebraska, their constituents, the issues their constituents have, and just had the opportunity to make some changes, not only for my constituents, but for others, you know, across the state.
Yeah,
because usually here we're in the mindset of the third of this, you know.
Right,
you
right.
know, the. You know, there's thirds,
yeah,
you know,
right. yeah.
Western,
yeah.
Central, and Eastern, and mm-hmm. it's hard to get out of that mindset sometimes.
Yeah.
We are a bigger entity.
So. Yeah, you had the opportunity to see all of it with
all
when
it.
You ran with Bob.
Yeah, it was
Bob
great.
Christ. Yeah.
The best experience.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
I should
much
call for... you Senator. I'm being
oh,
very
Oh, it's okay.
So, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
District 15
you guys
Senator
have a good day.
Lynn Walls this morning here with us on Fremont's Morning Mix.